Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome again. This is Fernando on the Fernando Poniente Show. It is 9:30. Yeah, I'm a half hour late. That's why this show is only going to be 30 minutes again. I do apologize. But we're going to squeeze all the things that I want to talk about tonight. So just bear with me. Where to start? I don't know. If you want to call in 347-884-8125, that's the number you can call to get through the line, 347-884-8125, or you can go in the chat room. You know, if you have the internet, you can chat with us. You can actually go to blogtalkradio.com and then / the Fernando Poniente Show. That is my room or my show name. But where to start? Hey, today was the America's Got Talent. The grand finale, huh? Can you believe that? Kevin Skinner, the ex-chicken catcher. What do you know? Yeah? Yeah, for those of you guys who like to judge the book by its cover, that's what you get. And Susan Boyle actually was there, too. Yeah, it's kind of a surprise. Susan Boyle actually did not win at the British Got Talent. She came second, I believe. Yep, if I'm not mistaken. Second place, but worry not. So for those of you who are seeking to be on the America's Got Talent or Britain Got Talent, whatever, American Idols or something like that, do not give up. You shall not give up your dreams. Things I want to do tonight, you know, go through some news, read off some news maybe, yeah, if I feel like it. Play some songs, you know, I haven't played any song tonight, but I'm going to go ahead and randomly pick that from my list here. Unless you have something in mind that I have. I have very, very limited selections here. Yes, believe it or not. So, what are we at here? And I have a very slow internet connection. So bear with me here. I only have a half hour, so, you know, just bear with me. We got to read some of the Web 2.0 news, which I'm going to read some of that, whether it be Twitter, Facebook, and what's going on around that. So those are the topic. Well, not the topic of today, but one of them at least. Hey, how about them videos continue to surface about Acorn scandals and all that? The latest hidden camera actually is the, those under tide. I don't know if you guys have been hunting under the rocks, but or if you ABS, what is that? CBS and ABC fan, you would not see that because they don't, or NBC for that matter. They don't show that on those, you know, channels, and they only show that on the cable, like Fox News. I don't wonder why. I've always wondered why. Anyway, there's a worker in San Diego offering to help a pimp and prostitute and to smuggle or get the underage girls from El Salvador or something like that. You know, she was trying to help them how to avoid tax and how to play. Or, trying to be smart, street smart, some people call it. But anyway, we'll talk. And hey, and also, what else want to talk about? I don't know. I'm going to play some song, though, so bear with me here. I am going to play the vocals. Hold on a second here. Yeah, one of my favorite, Holy Man by the Soapbox Project. We'll play that, and we'll get back to you in a little bit. Hang on tight, baby.
Rise up, brothers and sisters, rise up, 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 r
that was actually the Soapbox project called Holy Man. You can actually find them on the SoapboxProject.com. Yeah, the SoapboxProject.com. Soapbox Project is actually run by, what's his name, Derek Ramirez. Yeah, he was at the Fernando Pornini show about 2 months ago. So pay him a visit on MySpace or Facebook, actually, right there. Let's get Winston on the other line. Winston, how are you doing?
Good, so far.
Yeah, you on?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. You sound, your voice is changing, man. Are you going through puberty already?
No, it's probably the mic. I've always had a deep voice. I mean,
yeah.
I think it's just the mic.
Just the microphone.
Yeah.
Are you trying to be
better? Can you hear me better? Like, am I coming through good? Or do you think I turn it up a little?
No, I can hear you. Is this Barry White? Oh, just kidding.
Do you have an echo in there too? Yeah.
No, not
do you have it? Do you hear echo? Because I remember listening to the last show, and I heard an echo in there from my headset. Do you still hear the echo?
No, there's no echo here. You're coming in. You're coming in clear, man. You just. Sounds like you're right next door. You know that commercial, like that two dudes are upside down, you know, and you're like right.
Yeah,
next
yeah,
to
yeah.
It feels like your face right next to me.
Yeah. Wow, that'd be cool. Yeah. Thank you.
So anyway, let's get down to business.
Yeah.
I want to talk about. Hey, did you see America's Got Talent tonight?
Yeah, I watched it. I watched some of. Watched the ending of it.
The ending of it. Kevin Skinner, can you believe it? That dude, like, the ex-chicken catcher, you know, walking to the stage, when hats backwards, you know, that in the beginning, and then everyone just said, you know, who are you, you know, and all of a sudden,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
And he's like, Kevin Skinner, I'm a chicken catcher. How many chickens do you catch? And he's like, I don't know math. But even when he started singing, you know, it's like everyone just like, listen. I mean, my goodness.
Kind of like Susan Boyle.
Susan Boyle, yeah, she was there too. Susan Boyle did not win though; she was second place.
Yeah, that's the only bummer about that. But she, I mean, when she came out there on British Got Talent, and she came out there, and she shocked everybody. I mean, I wouldn't pay $1 million to see that expression on their face, such a face. I would, you know, to see their faces light up like they did, like, oh my goodness, no, that was, you know.
That's what I'm saying.
That was worth $1 million there. That was worth $1 million.
And this is for this, you know, as I said earlier, it's like this is for those, you know, people that who like to judge the book by its cover. You know what I mean? There's a lot of them out there. And and I'm just like, man, this is it. And you know that lady, you know, that sings the opera and everything. I mean, she was good too. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I liked it. I liked her because, you know, she went through her what do you call it, stories, like, you know, very dramatic, you know, very moving. You know what I mean? It's like she went through, what, a cancer or something like that, throat cancer?
Yeah, something like that.
But she recovered. Now she's sung opera. My I hear some kids in the background. I think Don's in LA. Hey, Don 7639, are you in? You
yes,
out?
I
you
am.
Are?
Hi.
You are. How are you doing today?
I'm
what's
doing
up?
Good. Hi, how are you?
Wonderful.
Who are you saying hi to?
Well, I said, I'm doing good, and then I think Winston said, how am I? And I said, hi, or something like that.
Okay.
That's Winston,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Right. That's cool. All right, now let's get into business here. I want to talk about the, you know, this new video that came out about, you know, the acorn. You know, this. yeah. First, I want to get through the this Kanye West thing. You know, are you about tired of it? I mean, I know I am.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm pretty.
Yeah,
I'm,
they were talking about it tonight and everything last night. It was just ridiculous.
Yeah.
And then they're
still talking
about
it.
Oh, you hear what Obama
said to him? Yeah, that's awesome, yeah. Right there, though. You know, I don't... You know, I don't know. I don't know if that's... They said, you know, he's a jackass, you know. He called him a jackass. President Obama called him, you know, a jackass. But, again, it's an off-the-record thing. What do you think? Let's get your opinion real quick on here. Taylor Swift says, you know, she's tired of it. She wants to move on. And now, you know, the media and all, don't want to let it go yet. I mean, what do you say to this? I mean, Winston, let's go with you. What's your thought?
Just let it go. You know, you're just going to bring it back up to her. And, you know, and if you're just embarrassed in front of a lot of people, which is hard to do to a celebrity, you know, but especially, you know, when you're getting an award like that, you know what I'm saying? And you just keep bringing it back up and she keeps thinking about it. Just let it go. You know, if you wanted to do something, you know, apologize and just shut up.
That's basically
what you have to do.
Mm-hmm. So what about you, Dawn? What's your opinion?
I think that Taylor Swift shouldn't go on any more talk shows about that. She can kind of quench that fire on, like, not totally on her own, but she can, like, not feed the fire by saying, no, I'm not going to, it's over with. You know, I'm not going to go on the talk show.
Exactly. Sounds like ATF or an FBI is right on my door trying to buy
oh,
so I was trying to bust in my door. I was like, hey, you know, I'm not hiding any drugs, man. This sounds like, I think it's one of the kids. So I do agree with you guys on that one. But anyway, Acorn thing. I'm going to go into this. You know, a lot of liberals and liberal thinkers out there are saying that, you know, this is not a big, you know, it's not a big deal. You know, it's not a, it's just, you know, like bad apples in a bunch, and they should let it go. You know, I mean. Other, you know, people like on the right and the hardline right are saying that, you know, this is Obama's work and this is Obama tied in with Obama and anything like that. I want to get your opinions on that real quick before I throw mine. Winston's real quick. What do you think? Is this just the beginning? Do you think there's more bigger, you know, bigger fish to fry here, or what? What's going on?
Just bigger fish to fry.
I agree with you on that one. I strongly agree. What about you, Don? What do you say
about the acorn?
Yeah, about the acorn thing. You know, this is. Do you even know what's going on?
Like,
Have you been hiding under the rock?
No, I know that they're trying to get them on tape, just like with prostitutes or something like that.
Okay, there's a lot of people that are saying, you know, this is before, way back in the Acorn scandals about the, you know, the voters' fraud and everything, you know, that, you know, a lot of and the top taxpayers want the federal to go in and investigate Acorn. So, you know, federal did not do their job. But anyway, there's two journalists, actually, that I don't remember the name, went in there and investigated them, pretended to be like a pimp and a prostitute. And then saying that, you know, hey, how can we do this? How we can, like, play it off that it's not, you know, this is not prostitution, but not like a brothel, or, you know, bringing in kids from other countries and working as a prostitute. Now there's multiple, cities actually. It's number four now, correct? It's like the one in San Diego.
Yes.
But anyway, they all caught in tape, and then they all two got fired. I don't know if the other two got fired, but anyway. So it's, you know, on and on and on. But I think, again, like Winston saying, that there's, you know, the bigger fish to fry in here, because it's going to come down, you know. And, you know, big politicians better brace themselves up, because I think they have, you know, there's two journalists, I think they have, you know, more stuff under their sleeves, you know what I mean? So, Winston, what do you think? I mean, like Hannity was saying, or Glenn Beck, or something like that, I've seen him. Other, you know, conservative talk shows and everything like that, and trying to tie this with Obama. So what do you say to that?
We can a little bit, because like we said Monday, I think it was you said that President Obama was Alcorn's attorney one time.
Right.
I can't put my money on, you know, Obama doing this, but it is kind of, you know, again, we cannot put it on him, because, you know, there's no proof of this. You can't go out there and just say, oh, you know, he's involved in this, he's trying to ruin this. No, you can't say that, you know. You can't really pin it against him, unless you have some actual facts. that comes out
right,
and says it.
Before, yep, exactly. You need to get to the, get to the bottom of this and see where, where is it coming from? Because again, there's got to be a heavily, a politician involved with this, with the whole ordeal. You know what I mean? Been thinking about like the federal cutting ties, through the Acorn funds and everything like that. Acorns and everyone's just trying to, it's like just trying to say, okay, they're trying to say that they just try. There's a political involvement in here. There's because that runs by Democrats and all and everything like that. Do you think Democrats are really one to blame here?
I don't know. The liberals, probably the leftist ones that allowed Acorn, to get as far as they've already gotten, Like
mm-hmm.
extremists in the left, Because I would say extremists because they always people had a freedom of speech and this and that, as long as you don't say anything against the Democrat or the people that, Like the extremists kind of go against what the Christians believe. You know what I mean?
Right.
I think that when they say that freedom of speech, but yeah, except for unless you disagree with them.
Exactly. Now, one more question before we move on. Winston, let me go through a few real quick. I know that they've been pinpointing this, Glenn Beck and all of them. Why is it only Fox News covering this?
Because they have nothing better else to do. I do like Fox News and I do like CNN.
Right. ABC, CBS, CNN. They don't want to cover this stuff, because it's.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just being honest. You started wondering why.
I don't know either.
Yeah. So. Oh, okay. Winston, what's your next show, man?
That's gonna be Thursday tomorrow at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time.
9 p.m. Central Standard Time. All right. That's cool. Don, what's up with you? What's new with the whole Che Guevara gang?
Moving to Illinois, looking forward to moving into a house within 2 weeks, that's about it, moving to my grandpa's old house. So I grew up next door to my grandpa, and so we're planning to buy my grandpa's old house, so that's what's new here, planning to grow our business in Illinois. As we're living here around the nation, we're planning to, grow our business, but we're just moving to Illinois, and so getting into relocating. That's about it. What's been new over here? Starting school, trying to get, with the new Illinois homeschooling laws and stuff like that. So that's about it.
That's about it. Okay, that's a good thing. But one more thing, and I want to throw in Web 2.0 news in here. Actually, just running through the news here. You can actually the Twitter. Actually, you can make phone calls on Twitter with what they call at call. It's symbol at and then call.
Cool.
It's through Yaya. Have you ever heard of that? JAJAA. It's in beta version right now. Beta.
Cool. It is.
It's giving. Yeah, it's you go into Yaya JAJAH. Or you can just go you can go to Twitter and then add @call in it. But anyway, they're giving participating members the ability to call each other for free of charge.
Wow.
Yeah. So the calling is actually service works. How did that work? Now when a member tweets @call and then @Twitter, the Twitter name, whatever. When I say @call, let's say @Winston's Pit, The tweet will cause both phones to ring, and then the Twitters will be connected without the service, you know, the sharing either the cell phone. So that's how it works. So it's for free. It's in beta version right now. So head on there and try and let me know how it works next time. Maybe you can yell at me next time. Say, that did not work. And also, Bing is now the fastest growing search engine. You know that?
Wow. What is?
Bing. Actually, it's...
Bing, yes.
Yeah. According to a Nielsen report, you know, actually search engine, it's growing faster than any of search competitors in the top 10. Like you know, Google, Yahoo. Oh, Yahoo's actually, you know, merged with Bing. Anyway, yeah, it's going to be big, bigger than Google. I guarantee you that. It's a guaranteed. But anyway, how many minutes do I have?
3 minutes.
I don't know. 3 minutes. Good one. Good one, Winston. But what do you want to talk about, Winston? We got 3 minutes. What do you want to say? What pee you off? I can't say that. Or can Pettigrew say what pisses you off? There, I said it.
Well, he's got a Nate show coming. He's got a Nate show coming up on it'll be Thursday tomorrow. Actually, we'll be at 9 p.m. Central Standard. No, excuse me, 11 p.m. Central Time. You can figure that out if you're living somewhere else. Good show. You need to go check it out. I think it's worthwhile. It is worthwhile. If you have any anger about the government, Disney show and just release it. Form of fashion. Beware. No Democrats allowed. yeah, he gets pretty mad when that happens.
Yeah.
But if you're a Democrat and you want to argue with him, call right in, he says.
No, I have not. I've listened to it, but I have not really participated in a call yet. But I want, you know, I want to really participate on that one of these days. Don, yeah, I'll give you the final word. What you got?
About the question you asked, Winston, or just in general?
No, just in general.
Came up with some new product, like fabric softener. That's I'm really excited about that. Like, we have a fabric softener now that's all clear, and it's in a liquid form. Some people don't like to put their fabric softener in a dryer, like people that hang their clothes. So we have a, you know, shopinsuperhighway.com. It's a snap line. And, I'm just really thankful we have that because staying with my, you know, sometimes we stay with my parents, and sometimes the kids walk around the house with just, like, pancakes with chocolate chips in the beginning, and they smear it in the carpet, just use the Snap All-Purpose Cleaner. I mean, the Heavy Duty Concentrate got it out right away. So I'm really thankful for those products, you know, because if you're staying with somebody or visiting somewhere, you know, it's good to have that on hand. Or even for your own house, you know. So
all right, that is good for now. That will do. And actually, thank you, Winston, for stopping by at the Fernando Pony Andy Show. Catch Winston Pitts on blogtalkradio.com/WinstonPitts, or you can find him on Facebook. Also, Don, lovely as always. Don, you can catch Don at shopinsuperhighway.com. Where all the shopping needs, where you can get paid, right? Correct, Don? You can get paid?
Yep.
Yes, when you shop?
Yep.
All right.
Money.
Catch me again. Catch me again on Friday, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. If not, we'll be earlier. Catch me on Facebook. Gotta go. Love you long time. Bye-bye.
Bye.